Welcome back, everyone, to Mishnah Berurah Yomi. Today we're learning Simin Reish Chav Gimel Sevav. We're going to talk about Shachiyanu, an insignificant item. Says the Mechaber, Al Davar Sheinu Chashuv Kol Kach, and something that is not so significant, Kigon Chaluk, O Min Olim Va'an Pilaos, like a shirt or shoes, or legging type of shoes, Ein Levarich Aleihem, one does not say Shachiyanu on them, V'mu'ani V'sameach Bohem Yevarich. However, if he is poor and rejoices over them, then he can't say Shachiyanu. However, says the Rama, that the practice is not to say a bracha on these items. It says the Mishnah Berurah in Vav, V'u'adin shar kelim shein chashuvin ve'in derech l'smach bohem. The same applies to other items that are not so significant, and it's not normal to be so joyous about them. Chav Gimel v'yashomim da'afilu ani v'chulei, says the Mishnah Berurah, Sfir luhud davka beget tzemer v'chadome davar sheyash bohem chashivas k'tzas. So this opinion holds that only a wool clothing or the like that have some significance, dami l'davar habam izman l'zman, that's similar to something that comes from time to time. D'stam b'nei adam izchachem lem l'prakim u'atim v'shay chazash shachiyonu, where a default person, status quo, people get them at new times, get them new at different times, and intermittently, and therefore Shachiyanu is justified. Whereas these types of shoes, people get new all the time. You can't say Shachiyanu for bringing us to this time. So the V'chein noagin, Mishnah Berurah Chaf Dalid, Ayim v'magen Avram v'be'agrosh, Ha'radvaz machriya la'ani l'varich. The Radvaz holds that an ani should make the bracha, like the Mechaber says, V'ayim v'primagadim v'derech ha'chaim sh'pasku d'lamayse yash le'nog da'afilu ani lo yivarich ha'kelem she'inam chashuvim ko'ilu. However, the primagadim and the derech ha'chaim paskin like the Rama. The Rama continues over here. Ha'minhag lomar l'mi shalovish beged chadash, l'minhag is to say to someone who is wearing a new article of clothing, tivale v'sis chadish, you should wear it well, and you should find it new. V'yash mi shekosav she'in lo markinam in olim o begadim anasim e'oros shel behima. Some say not to say this on shoes or clothing that is made from hides of animals. V'imkin ha'yitzrichim l'hamis behima acheres tachilo she'ichadish mimena beged acher. Because in order to produce this clothing, an animal needed to be killed. Uchsiv v'rachma v'akom asav. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has compassion for all of his handiwork. V'initam cholosh ma'od v'inu nira. However, the Rama says that this is very weak reasoning. It does not appear to be correct. V'mikom makom rabim makbidim azeh shalul la'omro. But nonetheless, many are careful not to say it in the cases of leather. Explains the Mishnah Berurah Chaf Hei Behima, Afilu Temeyav, Afilu Hu Mimin Acher, Rak Shetofur Tachtav Meoros Behima. Even if the animal that needed to be killed was a non-kosher animal, and even if the article of clothing is really from something else, but it's sewn underneath from leather, from the hides of animals, the practice was not to say Tivalev Esis Chadesh. Is Shachiyanu said on leather clothing? So the Primogadim in footnote 41 says, yes. What about expensive leather shoes? Rav Yashiv says that in that case, the shoes would be an exception because they're expensive and you would say Shachiyanu. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman says that no, just as you don't say Shachiyanu on shoes in general, so too you wouldn't say them on leather shoes. Next time around, we'll continue in Simin Reish Chaf Dalid Berses Hashem. Have a wonderful day.